Tonight I'm going to be speaking about Norman Vincent Peale, Masonic Witch. Norman Vincent Peale, a Masonic Witch. Now I can remember when I was very young seeing Norman Vincent Peale, and as a young man, and I thought, wow, what an optimistic, uplifting, positive individual, full of vim, vigor, and vitality. But we're going to see tonight that Norman Vincent Peale was merely a Masonic witch. Now, just a little background on Norman Vincent Peale. He was born in Bowersville, Ohio, in 1898, and he delivered newspapers, worked in a grocery store, selling pots and pans door to door, and later was to become one of the most influential clergymen in the United States during the 20th century. And guess where he was educated at? Okay? Ohio Wesleyan University. And he was also educated at the University of Boston. But he went on to author 40 different books, and he was ordained in the Methodist Episcopal Church in 1922. And he served as a pastor of several churches, and then finally he changed his affiliation to the Dutch Reformed Church so that he could become pastor of the Marble College Church in New York City. And of course he became famous for his positive Christianity. And he was on the radio, and he had over 5,000 members in that church. And anyway, when he was out there in this church in New York, do you know that he established a clinic right in the basement of his church with a Freudian psychiatrist? Yeah, he actually had a Freudian psychiatrist in the basement of his church, Dr. Smiley Blanton, and this guy had actually undergone psychoanalysis by Freud himself in Vienna in 1929, 35, 36, and 37. Well, subsequently, this clinic, or this positive confession philosophy, which established this clinic in the basement of the church there, grew to an operation with 20 psychiatric doctors and psychologically trained ministers. And in 1951 became known as the Academy Foundation for Religion and Psychiatry. What a mix, bringing psychiatry and religion together. Well, and in 1972 it merged with the Academy of Religion and Mental Health to form the Institutes of Religion and Health, IRH. And to his death, Peale remained affiliated with the IRH as president of the board and chief fundraiser. Now, he wrote, quote, "Your unconscious mind has a power that turns wishes into realities when the wishes are strong enough," end quote. That sounds like a New Age philosophy, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like a New Age thing? Now, 1945, Peale started Guidepost Magazine. Now, if you're reading Guidepost Magazine, you're reading a witch's magazine. That's all I've got to say. Guidepost is full of New Age, unity, and I'm going to prove that before the end of this broadcast. Now, he also published several best-selling books, we know, The Art of Living, Confident Living, The Power of Positive Thinking, Incredible Journey, or Incredible Century, The Power of Positive Thinking, sold more than 20 million copies in 41 languages. You can believe that. It was on the bestseller list, New York Times bestseller list, 186 weeks. I mean, think about it. His wife, Ruth, founded the Foundation for Christian Living, and you know, now, it's interesting. If you go to his website, that was all taken, by the way, off of his own website that I just read to you. So if you want to go to it and validate what I said, all you have to do is go to http://normanvincentpeel.hubs.com, and you can find what I just told you there. Well, who does he link artists to? In other words, who does he recommend? And on his own website, he's got this little thing, and it says the following audiobooks and may be ordered, are available for immediate download, and the following books may be ordered using a credit card. And then the next page it says, here are the links to many similar authors. So they're actually recommending these authors. I'm going to just read some of these authors that Norman Vincent Peale recommends and links to. Emmett Fox. Emmett Fox is a Unity minister. I've heard Emmett Fox preach, if you want to call it preaching, tout his New Age philosophy. James Allen, another New Ager. Ralph Waldo Emerson, humanistic psychologist. James Dillett Freeman, another Unity person. Eric Butterworth, probably one of the most renowned Unity ministers out there. In fact, Eric Butterworth is Oprah Winfrey's guru. Okay? W. Clement Stone. Well, we know that W. Clement Stone funded Norman Vincent Peale's ministry. Ernest Holmes. Ernest Holmes founded the Church of Religious Science. Dale Carnegie, winning friends and influencing people, right? Mayor Baker Eddy. Well, that's the Christian Scientist, originator of the Christian Science Church. Charles Fillmore. Charles Fillmore is the ringleader who started the Unity Movement. And here we have Norman Vincent Peale endorsing all of this. Okay, Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill, we know who he is. Deepak Chopra, a New Ager, and on and on and on. Now, Norman Vincent Peale was very involved in the Masonic Lodge. And his whole teaching centered around this new thought. Holmes was an occultist and believed in spirit guides. Peale said, quote, only those who knew me as a boy can fully appreciate what Ernest Holmes did for me, while he made me a positive thinker, end quote. Here Norman Vincent Peale is quoting Ernest Holmes, the United Church of Religious Science, an occultist. New thought was rejected by the churches about 100 years ago. Out of the minds, science cults were born. And so these new writings of Norman Vincent Peale that came into fray brought the psycho-garbage into the Christian church. People like Dr. James Dobson and Dr. Bill Meyer and Dr. Jay Adams and Dr. Like we said, Peale was a 33rd degree Mason, was even on the front cover of the two Masonic publications, The New Age, May 1986, and the Scottish Rite Journal in March of 1991. And Peale has won, not only won many awards, but he's written many forwards to occultic books, including Helen Keller's My Religion, and John Mark Templeton's Discovering the Laws of Life. He was a guest on the Phil Donahue Show, and Peale was asked of the need to be born again, and he replied, oh no, you got your way to God, I've got mine. And he said, I found eternal peace in a Shinto's temple in Japan, end quote. So we see that this Norman Vincent Peale is nothing more than a Shinto witch. He says that's where he found his peace. you know, although Peel teaches about God, it's clear from his writings and testimonies that Christ is only a principle. Peel's influence by the cult is detected by the understanding of faith. Well, now we're going to look a little bit deeper into the life of Norman Vincent Peel, and we're going to discover some things. Norman Vincent Peel has won many humanistic awards. He taught New Age psychology and shamanism. And like we said, he offered the power of positive thinking in 1952. And he was a Methodist minister's son, folks. And he's written 46 books, and his whole thrust is change your own mental habits. Mixture of psychology, New Age shamanism, and unity, a little thrown in there. And of course, Holmes' religious science mess. Eric Butterworth, who's one of the chief leaders and writers for the Unity School of Christianity, was really respected by Norman Vincent Peale. In fact, Norman Vincent Peale said about Butterworth, thought motivating and spiritually rewarding, in terms of what Butterworth wrote. And he says, by studying and practicing the practices laid down in Butterworth's book, The Game of Life, by metaphysician Florence Shin, helps us solve problems, have better health, achieve good personal relations in a world with the game of life. I've long used them myself, he says. Well, we see where this is all going. Peel endorsed many people who were involved in the occult. We already see that in the books that's linked on his own homepage. Peel endorsed the book The Jesus Letters by Jane Pauzer and Anna Brown. What a wonderful gift to all of us from you is your book. You will bless many by this truly inspired book, he says. Well, what does that book say? Well, the book says God does not see evil. And it goes on and on. And, you know, if we look at Peel and we look at his life, we find that he was very involved in many, many metaphysical movements, religious science movements. Although his father was a Methodist minister, he was encouraged by his father to pursue his journey into metaphysics. And here's what his father told him. Quote, you have evolved a new Christian emphasis out of the composite of science of mind, metaphysics, Christian science, medical and psychological practice, Baptist evangelism, Methodist witnessing, and solid Dutch Reformed Calvinism. Well, his father was certainly correct about the New Age identification, but apparently he did not understand Reformed theology or orthodoxy very well. When one reads Norman Vincent Peale, it's obvious that he never tells anyone that they must come to repentance and faith in Lord Jesus Christ before they can become a child of God, born again and indwelt by His Spirit. Peale consistently operates within the framework of the New Age doctrine and practices, emphasizing you can become anything you desire. And he brought in the concept of visualization and meditation. And this is where Schuller got. Schuller says that Peel was his main mentor. Okay? And he tries to lump this all together. This foundation for Christian living that him and his wife Ruth brought into the fore. was one of the things that heralded bringing in Guidepost Magazine. That Guidepost Magazine circulates about 4.5 million. And about each week they get about 5,000 prayer requests. And Guidepost, you know, in 1998 they got 283,000 requests were received via their website. Now we know that Peel was admired by men in high positions, like a lot of Masonic people that are 33rd degree Masons. Norman Vincent Peale received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award, in 1984. And in 1991, he received the Eleanor Roosevelt Valkill Medal, awarded to individuals who've made a significant contribution to society. Now, Norman Vincent Peale fraternized with the Mormons. He's a universalist. He believes that everyone's going to heaven. He was featured in 1980 as the featured speaker at the 85th birthday honoring Mormon prophet speaker Spencer W. Kimball. And you know, Norman Vincent Peale basically chagrined at the idea or the thought of a virgin birth. He said he called the virgin birth some theological idea of no importance in salvation. He denied the necessity of being born again on the Phil the Donahue Show in 1984. And when he was asked, you know, about being born again, he says, "I have my own personal relationship with God, you've got yours. I know of a Shinto temple in Japan where I found eternal peace one day in my soul. Give me a break." Well, what else do we know about Norman Vincent Peale? He says that prayer, you know what he said his definition of prayer was? A powerful manifestation of energy. Well, we can go on and on, folks. But the point is, occultism in the United States has gained a whole new respectability, both in the world and the church, through acceptance and promotion by numerous business and civic leaders, and especially people who are linked to the Hour of Power, Billy Graham, Robert Schuller, Dr. Bill Bright, who received the Templeton Award, by the way. You want to do some research on that, you might want to check that out. See who funds that. Okay? Now, again, Norman Vincent Peale being a 33rd degree Mason, Peale was pictured on the cover of the Masonic magazine New Age. He was inducted into the Scottish Rite Hall of Honor on September 30th, 1991. And did you know that Norman Vincent Peale's portrait now hangs in the Washington, D.C. Masonic Temple? He was often held up by Masons as an example of Masonic character. Now, often he tried to deceive people about that. He says, "I have never seen the slightest word of expression in Masonic rituals that is anything a Christian could not endorse." Now that is a lie. That is a lie. If you read, you all heard my earlier sermon, and you can read it, message that I did on Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike, and that is absolutely contrary to that book, what Peale's saying there. So this obvious false statement sheds further light upon Peale's perversion of Christianity. okay? And we're not going to go into all of the ins and outs of the Masonic Order, but the fact is that the Masonic Order is Luciferian in doctrine, and Christians should not be involved in that organization. And he was a 33rd degree Mason, and he knew all about the organization, and he ran with those in that organization, and he knew exactly what he was involved in. For many years, the magazine of Scottish Rite Masonry in the United States was called the New Age. And that title accurately describes Masonic beliefs and rites. You know, in order to hide the fact, because the truth about the New Age is becoming readily apparent, they now have changed their name to the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Okay? Real interesting, isn't it? Now, we see the amount of influence that Norman Vincent Peale has had on the churches, the, if you want to call it, evangelical community, in ushering in this new age. I mean, his influence carried far beyond Saddleback and was now being exported globally. Even though, you know, Rick Warren endorses Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller, we see a lot of other interesting connections too. Warren first wrote about the New Age leaders like Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, and Oprah Winfrey, and their striking similarities and interconnections with evangelical leaders. And so what I want to point out here is that Norman Vincent Peale, sometime in March 2005, before all of Ken Blanchard's New Age endorsements came to light, I received two articles from pastors from Indianapolis, Indiana. One of the articles was a clipping from August 3rd, 1995, Indianapolis Star. It had a big picture of Norman Vincent Peale, and the headline ran, "Norman Vincent Peale Accused of Plagiarism. Power of positive thinking author works similar to that of the little-known teacher of occult science." The article published by Knight Rider newspaper asked the question, was the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale the father of the Believe and Succeed theology sweeping American Protestantism, a plagiarist inspired by the occult? In attempting to answer that question, the newspaper referred to an article from the Lutheran Quarterly that had contended that Norman Vincent Peale drew much of his inspiration from the writings and teachings of the occult New Age author Florence Scovel Shinn. Well, he was very involved in a lot of occultic connections and articles. We see, if you go to his own website, by his own admission, similar authors. It says here are links to many similar authors. James Allen, Raymond Charles Barker, Henry Drummond, Emmett Fox, Frederick Bales, Christina D. Larson, James Dillon Freeman, Eric Butterworth, Earl Nightingale, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Marcus Bach, Mary Baker Eddy, Charles Fillmore, Dale Carnegie, Ernest Holmes, W. Clement Stone, Napoleon Hill, Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, all of those are New Agers. I mean, there's no secrets here, folks. And so if you're reading Guidepost Magazine, throw it in the trash. And if somebody hands you a Guidepost Magazine, realize that you're reading New Age garbage is what you're reading. And a lot of these Christians say, oh, it's really uplifting to read Guidepost Magazine. And Norman Vincent Peale was very proud of the fact that he was a Freemason, and very proud of the fact that he was a 33rd degree Freemason. Now, You know, I got a letter here from Norman Vincent Peale to the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry that he wrote on February 10th, 1975. And he says, "Dear Grand Commander, I am profoundly suppressed by your great book, Colossians, something more of morals and books, which I have carefully read, both as a descriptive factor in your commentaries you have done, with rare gifts and so on and so on. Without your book will live as a classic in masonry, blah, 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 blah. With admiration and best wishes and with appreciation for your book, I am fraternally yours, Norman Vincent Peale, 33rd degree Mason." Well, and so we've got, should we be surprised that who all is involved with Norman Vincent Peale and his, you know, we can see that Norman Vincent Peale was very close to Billy Graham. He was apostle of self-esteem. He is proud to be a Freemasonry. And, you know, we see here that Paul wrote many, many years ago to Colossae and says that we should make sure that no one comes in amongst us to deceive us. I refer you to Colossians 2:8. We should be careful about deceptive teaching. And these motivational authors like Zig Ziglar and these other proponents that come into the church and try to lead us astray. You know, Zig Ziglar loved Norman Vincent Peale. He wrote a book, Over the Top. And he said, he described the character of the late Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. "I know this to be true because, as I mentioned, I studied and applied his philosophies to my life with great success." Well, of course. Satan will definitely bless the philosophies of his own deception. Dr. Peale and I shared the platform. I knew the public and the private man. He truly was what he appeared to be. And then some. His enormous success and popularity never turned his head or caused him to lose his sense of awe and gratitude, and on and on and on. Well, so Ziglar is clearly a disciple of the late Norman Vincent Peale. And, you know, Ziglar has been promoted on the Bot Radio Network and a lot of other places. Folks, I just wanted to point out that if you're a Norman Vincent Peale fan, or if you like to read Clement Stone, or you like to read Napoleon Hill, or any of these New Age self-promoting philosophies like Rick Warren, Saddleback Church, or Robert Schuller, or William James, or Edison, or Freud, or Carl Jung, or Mayer Baker Eddy, or Emmett Fox, or Freeman's, or Charles Fillmore, or Dale Carnegie, or Ernest Holmes, James Allen, any of these people, just realize you're reading absolute occultic literature. That's what you're reading. And I can hear some people say, "Oh, you're just overemphasizing things." No, but there's a direct linkage to it. In fact, Norman Vincent Peale confessed his indebtedness to Science Mind founder Ernest Holmes. He wrote on the back cover of Ernest Holmes, "His Life and Times, only those who knew me as a boy can fully appreciate what Ernest Holmes did for me." Okay? That's what he says about it. That's what he says about the occultist. We know the linkage between Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller. We are told, beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits if they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Okay? But then he did add this encouraging word, you are God children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:1. But we are to be clear about these people that are promoting these kind of things. And we are to come against it. We're to take a stand against it. And I am here to say tonight that I don't want to have anything to do with Norman Vincent Peale or any of his connections. I do not want to be associated with them in any way or form. And people that are trying to promote Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller and all those other Freemasons out there, I don't have any interest in having an association with them. You know, let's just look at some of the other people that held this status of 33rd degree Mason along with Norman Vincent Peale. You know, you don't get to the 33rd degree real easily. It requires a lot of mind control over you. You're told how to think. You know, you're told exactly what you should think. Saddam Hussein was a 33rd degree Mason. Okay? Robert Schuller is a 33rd degree Mason. Oral Roberts, Jesse Jackson, King Hussein, Tony Blair, Yasser Arafat, Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev. Well, what do we think about that? What do we think about that? Harry Truman was a 33rd degree Mason. And we could go on and on. J. Edgar Hoover, Aleister Crowley was a Grand Master. Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Mason. Billy Graham, by the way. And, you know, Hearst is the one that promoted Billy Graham. It was Hearst who promoted both books on Satanism and Billy Graham. First made Billy Graham, who is today, by financially backing him and publicizing him. And Rockefeller was supportive of Billy Graham's New York Crusade. And Manhattan Chase Bank helped Billy Graham out. You know, this is what we're talking about here. The alliances that people have with other people in deception, in absolute deception. Well, I think we've made our point, folks. I don't want to over-make our point, but, you know, Norman Vincent Peale ran with the humanist. He was into humanism. He was denied the fundamental doctrines of the Bible. And he created a new Bible. And just like Robert Schuller being a 33rd degree Mason, you know, and Robert Schuller's good friends with Billy Graham and Norman Vincent Peale and John Wayne and W. Clement Stone and Rich DeVos and John Wimber and all of those people. And Robert Schuller is very much involved in the Illuminati and the underground. People don't want to hear this. Okay, they don't want to hear it. They just want to stick their heads under the sand and say, oh, this could never be. This could never be. Well, I'm here to tell you that it is. And if you want to do a look at some of the things that has been perpetrated by Robert Schuller and Norman Vincent Peale, and their linkage with all of these other people, it's real easy to authenticate that, because you can do it by going to their own websites and see who they endorse, and then check out the authors of the books that they endorse. We're told, by your fruits you shall know them. And there's rotten fruit in both Norman Vincent Peale and Robert Schuller. And you see now the linkage between Robert Schuller and Rick Warren. So the influence of Norman Vincent Peale on Robert Schuller and Robert Schuller's man-centered, people-pleasing, censor-sensitive, so-called gospel of positive thinking has absolutely been felt within the Christian church, if you want to call it Christian, evangelical church. Okay, and Bill Hybels is the same linkage there. And we could see that. And we wonder why our society is in this. And we know that God is sovereign over all these things. We know that God is the one that is sovereign over evil. He's sovereign over Robert Schuller's Institute for Church Growth. And he's sovereign over the evangelism explosion by D. James Kennedy. And he's also sovereign over all of these New Age Bible versions, too. But, you know, the second psalm tells us that he will hold them in derision. He will laugh at them and hold them in derision. And so anyway, I just wanted to bring you up to date on Norman Vincent Peale and his guidepost and his linkage to all of this occultic behaviors with Ernest Holmes, the first religious scientist church, and his involvement with the, the Optimist clubs and the power of positive thinking groups out there, and the denial of the Bible. And when we look at some of these things, we have to kind of pinch ourselves and say, we ask ourselves the question, why was this so hidden? Well, it really, I remember when I was involved in Unity, Schuller didn't want it out of the bag that he was over at Unity Village in Lee Summit. It was kind of on the quietus. You know, he had the Hour of Power national television show, and it brought a lot of money, and he had deceived a lot of Christian people. Okay? Well, I think that's pretty good place to stop for now, and I would highly recommend that if you want to validate any of this information, I would suggest a couple places that you may want to go to validate this. You can go to www.lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a lot of information on that website. And you can also go to Norman Vincent Peale's homepage, which is normanvincentpeale.www.hubs.com, normanvincentpeale.www.hubs.com, and see who he links, all these authors he links himself to, and says they're similar in their authorship. Father, we pray that you would take this message, open people's eyes to what's going on right in front of them. We ask that you would help them to throw their guideposts in the trash and not be aligned with this fraud that came out of the Wesleyan University and took on and became a part of the synagogue of Satan, the Masonic Order. We ask these things in your name and for your glory alone. Amen.